What are commitment issues? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
For today's episode, we're talking all about commitment issues. How do we come to this? Honestly, I just asked an honest question of what are commitment issues because I haven't really experienced it. So that I was like, what's that? And then we're like, wait. Should we turn this into a podcast?
That's exactly why we wanted to talk about it.
I was like, I think Jamila has commitment issues and she doesn't even know it.
I don't have commitment issues.
I don't think she has commitment issues.
I could commit.
Really?
But sometimes you say certain things where I'm like, I think that comes from commitment issues, but you just don't realize it.
Is it going to be another episode? You're
going to send her into another existential crisis.
It's about time. She's 2 months away from it. It's okay.
Fuck you.
Anywho's. What are they?
I don't know, Vicky. You seem like you're an expert at this. Why don't you tell us?
Yes, because, okay, so 90% of the reason why we're talking about this is because we were all talking about it before via group message. But, like, Jam and I were really confused because for a split second, we were like, wait a minute, what? What does that even mean? Like, and then Vicky explained it and we were like, oh, so Vicky, do us the honor. Yeah.
I forgot what I said because I know that I see it as being scared of being committed to a person. And then I forgot what I said.
All right, Vicky, you're going to have to rack your memory.
Let's try to define commitment issues with the help of the internet and a scenario. Can you guys tell me what you think commitment issues are so that it could trigger maybe what I think it is? What would you define commitment issues as?
All right, let me use the sensing in me, okay? So I'm in a relationship, right? And it's no secret that we're doing great, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just me being in the stage of life that I am in right now and us being really mature and the way that we handle our relationship and all these things where I'm not just doing it for fun, right? So then let's say something were to happen in the very near future where we like break up or like something doesn't work out, then moving forward, I would totally understand why people have commitment issues. And I feel like I would have commitment issues because one, we relatively committed fast and I thought like things were supposed to work out. So then if they don't, then I would be like, oh wow, I really thought like this was going to be a long-term thing, maybe blah, 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 blah. So then now how do I distinguish whether that was just like infatuation versus me actually being super invested kind of thing. So then moving forward, even if I feel maybe that strong of a person again, I would want to take it a lot slower because I'm not trying to commit into something that fast and potentially not like be vulnerable again and potentially not have it work out. So that's my version of commitment issues.
I don't think I agree with that.
What do you mean? That's how I, what? Okay.
Well, I think that's fair. I feel like that is like, oh, someone gave you commitment issues, you know, like someone fucked you over and now you're like scared to enter into another relationship. But then there's also the other part of me where it's like, you've always don't want to get into a relationship essentially. And it's not from trauma, I would say. More so like, I'm like trying to rack my brain on what I said. I like don't know what I said.
I mean, I think both make sense. Like Vicky's is just stemming from who they are as a person. Like that's just something that they have versus Sharon's PTSD is too strong of a word, but it's affected by
it's
by
trauma.
Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Vicky, what is commitment issues to you then?
Even in earlier relationships where I've never been hurt before, where I'm like, I don't want to get into this. There's like the side of me where it's like, I fear that I'm going to have to be with you the rest of my life. And it's not like someone messed me up. It's like, oh my God, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. Like, you're going to be my person for the rest of my life. And it's not like I want to explore other things. It's just the fear of this attachment that they will have with me and me with them. I don't want that. And that's kind of scary, I guess.
This doesn't happen with everyone that you talk to or dated, right? It's only certain people.
No, it's happened with everyone.
Even if you're like, there's no future with this guy, you still think about how there might be a future with this guy?
No, but it's the idea of it.
Yeah, because you committing to a relationship essentially means you're committing for not like a long term. So you having a partner for potential life scares. Dude, Vicky is actual have, like she has issues to commitment for somebody.
Yeah. Because I can see like someone getting hurt in return. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to get hurt again. No, I don't care about that. Like, I care the fact that I actually am attached to this person.
But what if it's just like for fun, like a casual thing?
That's why she doesn't want a relationship. That's why she can fuck bitches, get money. Sorry.
No, but that's so true. I think that's why I can do like no strings attached or like things like that, because it's easier to wrap my mind of like we're one and done. Like we don't have to be in each other's lives anymore, versus if you flip me the opposite way and you're like, oh my God, like this person's going to be in your life forever. Like you're going to live and die with this person. I'm like,
what? Are you saying that as in like, oh, because you're so independent and you're okay with like never getting married and stuff like that, that aspect of commitment, or actually being so invested in somebody? Wait, it's the first, right? It's what I just said, right?
Like being married to someone?
Or like being committed to somebody, as opposed to you being afraid that you'll actually feel committed to someone. Like, oh my God, I can't imagine like the rest of my life without you. Like you're afraid of that possibility? No, right?
I think it's both.
Oh.
Like I can't imagine someone so deeply involved into my life. Like someone that I'm meeting at this point in my life and they're going to be there for the rest of it. That doesn't even make sense to me, but it makes sense to me. And I know there has to be someone out there who knows what I'm feeling, because I define that as commitment issues and it's not getting fucked over.
Right. Yeah. Because you're saying there might be a potential that we spend the rest of our lives together. It's not, I see you being my partner for the rest of my life, but it's not, it might not work out. It's not that fear.
Yeah. See, I, when Sharon explains her version of commitment issues, which is fair, I view it as being afraid of opening up and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to get hurt, but that's not committing. Like you can be with somebody. You don't have a fear of being with somebody, and you don't have a fear of like being together with somebody. You're scared that once you do it, you're going to get hurt because this person's going to leave. That's like abandonment.
Okay, we'll deep dive into Vicky's brain in a second. But Jamila, what is commitment issues to you?
I don't really have an answer because I don't really know what
it is. Oh, still?
Well, I get it, like, from you guys. Like, Bobby says makes sense. And I don't think I could give a better answer.
Wait, so then let's say you were in the situation of you got into a relationship rather quickly, or like, blah, blah, blah. You thought this person was your forever and blah, blah, I don't know. And then things don't work out. Then you think, like, I know you're a sensing person, but try to see it in that perspective. Or put yourself in that shoes of, if that were to happen, do you see yourself easily being able to commit to your next relationship?
Yeah.
Liar.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Because even right now, just because the guy that you're talking to has the upper hand, you're so much more guarded and stuff. So like the possibility of you getting hurt,
no,
that comes from Jam's confidence, not the relationship itself.
No, but also I won't be guarded if I knew more, or I had like more confidence about like where we both sit, where I how to explain it.
So you don't have a fear of getting hurt potentially? No, either.
Like I told you, I don't have a fear of heartbreaks, because I know like that with time, like, oh, it'll be gone. Like, yeah, it took me a while, but I know with time it'll be gone. Like, if you told me right now, like, oh, can you commit to this guy, like, sure, even if it doesn't make like work out, I don't have a fear of that.
Wait, let's say that the same whatever you're happening right now, and then suddenly he goes, sorry, don't like you anymore, bye, and then a new guy comes here or comes up into the air, you won't have this same like reservation, if not more reservation, to like open up and get to know this person?
No.
What? Girl, that's why I'm saying she's lying, because she hasn't experienced it.
She has no sensing.
Yeah. Sorry, not lying.
But like, I feel like in the past, like with or like.
That's true.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like it's happened in the past where I like really like someone and I've gotten hurt, but that didn't stop me from entering new things.
But did you ever see them as like your person?
At one point, yeah.
Oh,
I don't think he's a good example, because your feelings died way before.
Okay, then,
you know, like you knew it was gonna end, but
it's a good, like, now reflecting on it, probably wouldn't have gone the long run, like fucking my person forever. But there's a point where I'm like, damn, I could see a relationship with this guy. Dude, I'm like, maybe it's a sensing in me. Maybe I've like haven't fully experienced it.
Okay, fine. Maybe, yeah. So then to you, if you had to describe what commitment issues are, can you?
I think it's more like they just can't get into a long-term relationship. They can't
see themselves in the future with anyone. The first person I think about who has commitment issues is like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm just realizing now that there's so many versions of commitment issues. I just thought of another one. Oh my god, if I date this person, what if I find someone else and I like want her more? Or like, you know?
Oh.
Or what if it's this person has a super high sex drive and you're committing to one for the rest of your life? Like that can be a commitment issue too. Wow.
You know, I thought of my explanation for commitment issues is probably independency. It's like I don't need anybody.
Exactly.
So why would I willingly need somebody in my life for the rest of my life?
Yeah. See, that's
especially
why.
Especially now that I have friends. I'm like, I don't fucking need anybody.
See, that's why we probably need to clarify, because people can easily be like, oh, Vicky doesn't like the thought of actually committing to someone. What if it's because she thinks that there's multiple people she would want to, like, quote unquote, commit to? But that's not it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a polar opposite. I don't need anybody.
No, it's also, I feel like it's also my lack of respect for men. So it's like, why would I commit to some people that I don't respect at all?
Okay, let's work on that.
Someone let me respect you. I'm trying to. Just give me reasons.
Next question. Have you ever experienced commitment issues? And we can say either personally or being with somebody who had commitment issues.
Well, I know I have commitment issues, but I don't think I've experienced someone. I think because I'm the problem, so I always date someone that's not the problem.
Oh, I really hope one day Vicky finds somebody who has the exact same outlook on life as her.
I don't think so. That's not healthy.
Jamila,
have you experienced someone with commitment issues?
Oh, well. I don't think I've experienced commitment issues. But in terms of from a person, it has happened in the past.
How so?
It's basically the same situation as what Sharon said earlier, where the guy in the past, he fell into things very quickly with people or with their exes. And then they later realized, oh, it was just an infatuation that I liked them for. Or it was a physical intimacy that I liked them for. And then they ended up ending things. So then after that, it's like they have a more cautious approach to something that they see that could be more serious.
Okay, what if commitment issues in that aspect are just a fad?
Well, I guess there's like a spectrum of it. Like there's a side where it's like you have it, but it's not that strong. Once you get reassurance or once you have like certain things that you've received, then you're like, I can be in a relationship. Versus there's like the whole other side where you're terrified and you don't want to be with anybody.
Doesn't that give too much power to the title of the relationship? Because commitment is boyfriend, girlfriend, right? So then let's say right now, things don't work out. The only thing that would be different is boyfriend, girlfriend.
Some people are afraid of the label.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it gives them an excuse of like saying, sorry, we're not together. It's a Ross and Rachel situation from Friends. It's like they broke up, so can you sleep with someone else? But then it's like you have feelings. Feelings don't get labeled. Like someone gets hurt when you make a wrong decision, but you have the excuse of being like, well, we're not exclusive, so I could have done that and not have been wrong.
Did I just get put into another spiral?
No. Okay, for me, I don't know. I don't think that I've ever had commitment issues, but if I did have to say to one, the only reason why I wouldn't title it commitment issues is because it's not like he was trying to commit fast and I was like, oh, whoa, let's slow it down. Like, we are both going at the same rate of like taking things a little bit slower. Therefore, I don't think I had commitment issues. But if he was going a little faster and he asked me, I would have slowed down. The only reason why I would say I have commitment issues because maybe I didn't like him as much as like he liked me. And so I wasn't down to commit. You know what I'm saying? Because like when we like ended things, like I was like definitely, I didn't give a fuck. If things were going that way and maybe I just like wasn't being honest with myself and he was like more into it than I, then maybe I would have used the excuse of commitment issues. But in reality, maybe it's just I don't want to commit to you or like I don't see us long term, right? Okay, so there's that.
That's another.
Yeah, that's another version.
That's one scenario.
And then, have I been with somebody who has had commitment issues? Yes, 100%. And that one, I would definitely say he had commitment issues because of the whole, he probably wanted to have sex with other women after me. He probably was like curious about like potentially other people. Like, he definitely didn't like me as much as I liked him. He was like all the reasons why he had like all the buckets of commitment issues. So what? Just whatever. That one, I don't care.
How do you not have it anymore? Is it possible? I think it's possible if you just try and date and not get scared.
Give it a shot. Why not?
I'm going to take back everything that I said earlier.
Go to therapy.
No. Bitch, come at me one more time.
I was telling people, not you.
I was like, if you want to get rid of your commitment, you should go to therapy.
Dude, Vicky has been such a big advocate of therapy ever since she started. Every time we bring up a problem, Vicky, like, go to therapy.
That's good. That's what we wanted for her, though. So
that's true.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I think you just have to not be afraid to be hurt again.
I think maybe also the other person has to work through it with you.
Yes and no. I feel like it's fair to tell them so they know why you're so cautious. But then there's only so much one person can assure you and tell you they're in it to win it. You gotta put in the other half too.
No, I'm gonna take Vicky's answer. How you get over is you go to therapy and you stay single for a long time before you're ready to commit.
But what about someone for like Vicky? It's not from past trauma.
That one, I don't know.
We haven't gotten to that chapter of therapy yet. So
once you get there, let us know, because I'm curious where that stems from.
It's an independency. And also, I just like never prioritized relationships.
Why was it okay before? Like at the time that your ex came to your life or two exes came into your life, why was it okay for you to get, why did you get into those relationships? Like when you knew that you had commitment issue?
Well, it's not like I let fear run me. Like if it happens, it happens. Like, yeah, sure, you can be in my life. Well, the first one, I knew he wasn't gonna be in my whole life. It was just fun.
That's fine.
And then the second one, it just kind of happened too. Like I wasn't really looking for anything, and then it happened, and then I thought it would have been something long term and like happy ending, but it didn't. Like I'm not afraid to commit to something even though I have a fear of it. Like I don't like to let fear run my life. I'll still do it, but the odds of it happening again doesn't seem very likely right now.
And you say right now is because of where like your current mental state is, current like with career. Like what is it that about right now that you don't want to let them in?
It's like some mental state, and then also it's like I never really actively look. Like I've tried dating apps, I never liked it and never used it long enough to meet someone, and I don't go out and I don't like put myself out there to like have the opportunity. Like most of my relationships started with friendship first. Like we met through college, we met through friends, and then something happened, and so the odds of that happening again is really low, and I'm not prioritizing it, so why would it happen?
Yeah, that aside, that's like you speaking in reality, but we're just saying hypothetically, like someone literally comes into your life right now, but you also have said that no, like it would not happen because that's not what you want right now.
Yeah, because that's not what I want right now, because I don't have time for it. I have so many other things in my life. Why would I add another person into my life?
I mean, that's what I said, and then it happened, right? So maybe Vicky's more sensing than we think. She just hasn't sensed it yet.
Yeah, but I think I'm way more closed off to it. Like, I kid you not. There's nothing that happens in my life that, like, lets a guy into my life. Therefore, like, I'm not opening the door to anything.
I would beg to differ so hard on that one, but okay.
Who would be new in my life?
That's the beauty of life. You just don't know, do you, Vicky?
Guess we'll see. Maybe I just have high expectations.
That's you and your therapist conversation, I think.
Yeah, I think I know I'm the problem. Therefore, I do not want to get into a relationship because I will end up hurting someone.
Damn. Yeah.
Ooh, what can other people... I'm ooing as if I didn't type this question. What can other people do to help you with your commitment issues?
Yeah, Jamila, what can said man do to help? Oh, wait, no.
Issues. The guy had the commitment issues.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
What do you think you can do to help him
on those. Be patient. Because in the past, when the guy had a commitment issue, it's not the innate thing. It's just because he's cautious because of his past. And it just takes time as you guys get to know each other and not be clouded by like other possible external factors or other factors that you realize you really like the person. So it just takes time and patience.
Yeah. I think patience and reassurance.
That's reassurance from which person?
You.
Oh.
This is the problem when we haven't diversified in the dating pool because we don't have we can't give advice. Anyway.
I feel like time is the same thing. I'm just working on myself and I'm not prioritizing a relationship right now because I know I have hella shit to work on. But give it like 5 years. If I'm not okay by then, I'm not going to finish that sentence.
Depression isn't developed overnight either.
That's literally what my person says. She's like, you spent your whole life getting all these doubts and it won't go away in one night.
Should I become a therapist?
And I'm just starting.
Absolutely not.
Was that a good therapy session?
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe we should change our happy hour to therapy hour.
I don't think we could give good advice. I think we end up getting lost in translation.
We get relatable advice. You feel depressed? I feel depressed. You feel like you have commitment issues? I have commitment issues. You feel like you're going through something? I'm going through something. You think you're special? You're not. I think another coping mechanism I've developed is being fucking mean.
Not really, but okay.
Oh, thanks. You don't think I'm mean?
No, I meant that's not a good coping mechanism.
Oh.
Damn, what the fuck? What do we even talk about? I didn't know that for a fact this didn't help anybody.
We did. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Disclaimer, this episode is not meant to help anybody, guys. When we talk, it's our own therapy session.
Yeah, but I don't think we helped you either. Did we help?
No.
Do you know what commitment issues are now?
Yes.
That was the goal. We wanted to tell Jam what commitment issues were. Now she knows. A very clear picture. Can we conclude the lesson?
Sure.
Okay, so that was our topic / conversation about commitment issues. No, we did not say we would give advice, so I hope you guys weren't thinking that was going to happen. We were just really trying to define what it was because we were two out of the three of us were quite confused. And in the process, we learned about things about each other, but not necessarily how to work through commitment issues. So if you're working through that, I'm really sorry. Good luck. And we'll catch you next time on another version of unsolicited advice that we're not qualified for. And okay, have a good rest of your day.